Debbie Warner, better known as Sparkle throughout the land. And she's an entrepreneur, and not just an entrepreneur, but an author as well. Would you please introduce yourself? Do us the honors.
Hi, good morning, everyone. How are you? I am Deb Warner, author, entrepreneur, educator, and I'm pleased to be here with the group WSOU, my alma mater, Seton Hall University.
Woo-hoo! Well, wait a minute. It seems like you went to Rutgers or something.
Yes, I went to Rutgers for undergraduate, but I did come here for graduate school for my master's degree.
Okay.
Rocking it.
Okay. I guess we'll let you in. All right. So being an entrepreneur and just tell people what you do as an entrepreneur besides your work as an author and writer.
Yes, I am a corporate trainer, of course, also. However, I started Sparkle Entertainment years ago, more years than I want to admit. And I started the platform. We're doing parties for kids, and I started hiring people. We started doing face painting, balloons, bouncy houses, and other entertainers, and it just expanded from there.
Okay,
so I allow people who have talent to join me on my crew.
All right, so now you've even hired some of the radio team members in the
Absolutely.
Past. Absolutely. And what led you to become an author? I mean, how did that road lead you to writing a book? Well, okay. Not just one book, but two.
Yes, my first book was Wee Sparkle, W-E-E-E-E, for little kids. It's an activity book.
Okay, right. And now, this second book was more significant to you because what's the title again?
It's called The Perfect You.
The Perfect You. Now, I think that this book really meets with our time. Mm-hmm. Because so many people are lost and don't know who they are or trying to find themselves because of so many, probably in some instances, their family backgrounds, you know, and let's just say, let's be frank, a lot of times we sometimes come from dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that that is not freely spoken about.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, let me get you in on this just a little bit, and I don't expect for you to know the answer, but I'm going, and I know you do, right? What's the number one lie that people tell every day frequently? You have any idea?
No.
You know what? I didn't know either. Okay, so don't feel bad, but let's go through it. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Good.
Are you really good? Or are you just saying that?
I'm really good.
Well, I know you good because you riding with me. You know, I'm riding shotgun with you. We going to be good, right? But there's some people that are in actuality not doing good. So it's easy to just roll that off your tongue. And Ms. Warner, I'd like for you, Debbie, to speak to that. The perfect you and people not being able to share their inner thoughts. What do you think that's about?
So let me just back up just a little bit because you just asked me about how this all got started. Because I'm an educator, I saw in the classrooms a lot of that dysfunction that you're talking about. And it led me to write my true story as a result. Because years ago, going back, when I was in grammar school, like second and third grade, I was afraid to raise my hand and to participate because just afraid. My heart was pounding, my knees were knocking, my teeth were chattering, my head was throbbing, and I felt like I didn't know that I didn't belong. And I felt like, ooh, this is some dysfunction here. So I collaborated with me, myself, and I, and my team to bring this together. But we are often, you know, under the impression that we have to say, yes, I'm okay, I'm good. You know, I was too afraid to raise my hand 12 inches from the table, from the desk into the air to say, I need help. I don't understand. And then by me not saying that I didn't understand, I felt that that meant I was stupid. I was dumb. I didn't know. And then I was going to be labeled. And people going to look at me like, ooh, look at her. She don't know. But, you know, brave. It takes bravery to raise that hand. Confidence.
It also takes bravery to look yourself in the mirror and be honest.
Yes.
I noticed in this book, the last page, there's a mirror. What's that? What's the significance of the mirror there?
Well, I often ask people when I do book signings to look into the mirror that's in the book, and the last few words on the page, what do you see? How do you feel about yourself? To get them to reflect, because this is about building confidence and self-awareness and self-love. This book takes you through a journey with the two characters, Sparkle, the clown, the entertainer, who's an older version talking to the younger version of the character, Cammy, which represents me, because I do parties for kids that Sparkle, like a fairy godmother type of figure, with a Cammy character who was so afraid, and she wanted to be a princess. She didn't feel like the standard of beauty that she saw represented her, with golden hair down her back. And she enters this contest, and she has the outfit, she just doesn't have the hair, and she feels not enough. She doesn't feel complete. So fairy godmother type of Sparkle comes along and talks to her younger self and says, you're fine, you're beautiful, you're perfect just the way you are. So confidence, bravery builds up, and then she makes her a balloon, and she's even more confident, and she wins the contest as a princess that she always dreamed of.
Okay, so you can't tell no more of the story. People may have to, you know, do something, God forbid, pick up the book and actually read it themselves to find out. My question next is, what inspiration would you share with young people who might want to become authors themselves? What could they do?
Believe in themselves. That's the first step. It's the ABCs of believing in yourself. You can achieve it because you believe it and you can conceive it, and then it can be done. Realize that everything that we do doesn't have to be perfect, but we are perfect just the way we are. So the actions that we take are fine. They're good enough. You know, when I was doing the book, I felt that every page, every sentence, every punctuation, sentence structure, of course you want it to be great. You want it to be just right, but you can't obsess over it and keep, and it just stalls it and keeps it from being published. So you want it to get out there as best as it is, and it's good enough. You put it through the mill and you do the testing. You have the focus groups look at it. You look at it again. You tweak it. But then you have to release it, let it go, to know that it's good enough.
Okay, so I need you to talk to the audience, Justin and myself, and let us know that we're good enough.
Yes, we are. We have seeds of greatness in us, and all of us have talents, and my hope is that, you know, even for me and when I was younger and going through this process, that I had to believe also that I'm not telling you something that I didn't put into practice, that we don't want to store our talents, our gifts, and our abilities in a closet and the world doesn't benefit from it. Somebody is waiting for your story. If I could, you know, if I had to capture every conversation that I had with parents and people who shared their stories about, you know, body shaming, colorism, they thought their hair wasn't this, their skin color wasn't that, you know, I would have $1 million or more. But it's not about so much. It's about me connecting with the people and them realizing their winning selves. And that's what this book helps people to realize, that they are good enough, their natural beauty is wonderful, they can discover themselves even more and reflect. And that's what I want, and that you just got to believe in yourself. And know that you could try and try, and the way to succeed is to just keep trying and doing, putting it into action and being confident in it and letting whatever the project is go.
So I don't have to be rich to be myself.
No.
I don't have to be rich to be enough.
Right.
I don't have to own tons of property.
No.
And I don't have to have a certain type of car to be enough.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so I'm good enough. Just the way God made me.
Yes. And we can develop and refine things, but we ultimately have all the nuggets in us to be the best version of ourselves.
Thank you, Ms. Deb Warner. And it is now time for us to close out the show. And this is 89.5 FM I'll be out on air every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m.
Quest Youth Radio is
the best youth radio.
Wait a minute.